Ford Motor Company breaks things wide open with no-nonsense cash rebates. Up to $500 on America's best-selling lineup of small cars. No weekly cutoff dates. No trade-in requirements. No complicated details. You get $500 back when you buy or lease a Mustang 2 Ghia, $500 on the Mustang 2 Mach 1, $300 on Mustang 2 hardtops and 2 plus 2s, $350 on super cab pickups from the truck sales leaders, $200 on Ford Pinto, and $200 on Mavericks. Get your Ford dealer's best deal. Then Ford Motor Company will send a cash rebate direct to you. This rebate plan covers new 75 models sold and delivered between now and February 28th. Don't wait. Act now. This is the time to get a no-nonsense cash rebate up to $500 from Ford. Ford means value, now more than ever. See your local Ford dealer.
Three prominent residents of Columbus, Ohio, were among the five persons killed today when their plane hit a broadcasting tower, exploded, and crashed on the American University campus in Washington. Among the victims was Edgar Wolfe, Jr., publisher of the Columbus Dispatch. An FAA spokesman says the plane was making a normal approach to National Airport when it went down.
The approach appeared normal until about 5 miles northwest of the airport, at which time the radio and radar contact was lost with the flight.
The plane's pilot apparently became lost in heavy fog and rain. No one on the ground was injured. Hopes for a continued ceasefire in Northern Ireland were jolted today when a landmine explosion seriously wounded a British soldier. The blast occurred as thousands of persons in Londonderry prayed for a new ceasefire. The Irish Republican Army is reportedly considering plans to end its five-year guerrilla campaign against British rule with an indefinite ceasefire. Well-informed sources in Belfast say the IRA will announce an indefinite ceasefire within the next few days. The bomb and bullet campaign has killed nearly 1,300 persons in both parts of Ireland and in mainland Britain. You are listening to NBC News.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18. I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life.
Someone special in the new Navy. Learn an exciting job and see the world, too. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 for details.
Playboy magazine publisher Hugh Hefner and several of his companies are named in a $10 million suit filed by a Los Angeles woman who says she was hurt in a fall at the Playboy Mansion West after being unknowingly drugged at a party. Hefner Associates are currently being investigated for possible drug violations, and his own personal secretary recently committed suicide after being convicted on cocaine charges. Sheikh Mujibur Rahman has decided to make it more of a one-man show in Bangladesh. The fiery liberation hero junked parliamentary rule in his country, one of the world's most impoverished. Rahman called his assumption of absolute powers the country's second revolution. As he put it, to do away with colonial-based government, stop exploitation of the people, and guarantee their security and what he called prosperity. The hour's lead story. Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko will soon be going to Cairo, just days ahead of Henry Kissinger, in an effort to patch up relations with the cooled-off Egyptian government. I'm Sam Hall, NBC News.
manager and John Bartholomew Tucker, taking you around the weekend world for the last time. But not the world of 1975. No, we're picking out some of the highlights of the past 20 years. May even throw in a few lowlights. Talking with old friends, chuckling over some of the funnier bits, holding back an occasional tear. And, as if they knew something, we're going to change back in 1963 even. Peter, Paul, and Mary captured some of the feelings of the time and blow it in the wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
Some of you listeners out there must have the same feelings we have here at Monitor. Been getting, someone even sent in some flowers, nice flowers, getting calls. We thank you very much. Just got a call from WJAX, Jacksonville, Florida, from a woman, said, can't believe it. We can't believe it either. This is the last weekend of Monitor. Well, anyway, over the years, Monitor has covered pretty much the whole spectrum of human experience. That's a classy phrase, which, naturally, we'll talk more about. But right now, we're going to have a commercial, I think.
Have we got some good news? Preacher, there's got some good news. Something more for your money. Something for Preacher's Day.
Certificates worth 3,600 S&H green stamps are yours free during the Frigidaire Stamp Act. You get them when you buy any of our 100% frost-proof 17 cubic foot refrigerators, our custom deluxe heavy-duty washer, our custom deluxe or imperial dryers, our best-selling range model RSE36, or one of our exclusive Frigidaire laundry centers between January 19th and February 9th. It's Frigidaire's way of giving you
something more for your money.
To get your certificates, mail us a copy of your sales slip and a coupon by midnight, February 15th, 1975. The Frigidaire Stamp Act from the Home Environment Division of General Motors. Offer void where prohibited.
Campbell's in the cupboard like money in the bank. When it comes to saving, it's the Campbell's you can thank.
Stretching out a meal or cooking up a storm
or teaming up
up a sandwich with something good and warm.
A mug of Campbell's tomato soup warms up the kids and helps fill them up, too. Mmm, good.
When it comes to saving, it's the Campbell's you can thank.
As I was saying, over the years, Bonneter's covered just about everything, and of course that included colorful and lovable personalities, such as the great Marlena Dietrich. And Marlena returned the compliment.
I love Bonneter. I've worked for Bonneter in all countries. There are always two charming fellows that come into your dressing room, wherever you are in the world, and they say, we are from Bonneter. And then I get all weak and let them in. I did a program for Bonneter. It was a sort of advice to the lovelorn, which I loved very much. I read every letter myself. I worked very hard all during the week, and I answered all the questions that I had time for on Saturdays and Sundays. I love radio, you know, so I naturally would love to live in New York and do nothing but radio. I think that radio is wonderful because it leaves your mind open for imagination, whereas television stops you from thinking and also stops you from seeing in your mind. You have to accept what they show you. I think it has all the bad sides of film and all the bad sides of the theater.
Oh, she has a point there. Marlena Dietrich, star of The Blue Angel and dozens of other films, and we're proud to say, once a member of our Bonneter family. We had another wonderfully sexy family member. You couldn't see her beautiful face and long red hair, but where else but on Bonneter did you get the weather delivered in such a lovely package?
In Atlanta, the temperature is 87, partly cloudy. Spokane, 64. Fair. Denver, 60. Rain. Temple, Texas, 91. Partly cloudy. Lancaster, 68. Cloudy. Memphis, 74. Partly cloudy. Sacramento, 78. Fair.
You know, I think I'm going to cry. Miss Bonneter, those weren't today's temperatures, of course. Who could make even the worst weather bearable but Miss Bonneter? Would you please cover my sobbing with the sound of the Bonneter beacon? John Bartholomew Tucker. On this Bonneter weekend, the end is at hand. After 20 years of people, places, and things, exciting news breaks, comedy by such experts as Nicholson May, Ernie Kovacs, Bob Hope, and others, and music such as Miss Streisand, 1964.
People who need people. Needing other children.
Monitor music from 1964. Of course, Miss Barbra Streisand.
Hey, what you got there? It looks like tomato juice.
V8.
What you got there?
It's V8.
Looks like tomato juice.
It's V8.
Try it.
Yeah.
It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
You know, there's never been a better time for V8. And you may be surprised to know that when you buy the big 46-ounce can, a 6-ounce serving only costs about a dime. Think about it. 6 ounces of V8 for as little as 10 cents. So when you measure the great natural taste of those 8 garden vegetables, the many ways you serve it, and those few calories against the cost, you're really getting your money's worth. Why not pick up some V8 today?
V8 cocktail vegetable juice. V8.
As I mentioned a bit earlier, Monitor over the years was the home of many talented comedians who gave us thousands of fun-filled minutes. But sometimes the fun came from the most unexpected sources, as in the case when reporter Lee Klein out there in the Midwest interviewed a man who picked walnuts. This was back in the early 60s.
Let me tell you where we are right now. We're out in the central part of Iowa, near a little town of Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, Rhodes, Iowa. And we're under a big spreading walnut tree. And here's the gentleman who looks like he enjoys picking up walnuts. Fred Allen, right?
Well, I do that just for pastime.
What kind of business?
Oh, I paint.
How many walnuts you get off this one big walnut tree here?
Well, I'll say there was at least 12 bushel, maybe more.
How is the crop this year?
Well, some places there's quite a few, other trees haven't got nothing.
How about size of the walnuts?
Well, the more there is on the tree, the smaller they are.
Oh, I see. How do you count for that?
Well, it takes so much juice to produce a walnut. And when you got lots of them, well, you got to divide that up amongst all of them.
Now, what are you going to do with this big pile of walnuts you have here?
Well, I'm going to haul them, dry them, crack them, pick out the meats, and sell them.
Oh, you sell them then?
Yeah.
How many years you been doing that?
Oh, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
Plenty of customers?
Oh, God, I got too many.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I had customers for all 3 weeks before I started picking them up.
Well, you know, it's always nicer to have more customers than you have supply.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And I've had it that way, putting her every year.
Well, now, how do you take the hulls off? That's always a...
Well, I can see
by your fingers that you've got some brown stain on them, like you...
Yeah, but
you
I...
You say you've been picking up walnuts.
I put them in a pile. They're kind of a long pile. Not over 6 inches deep. From 4 to 6, and I drive my car back and forth on that. And that holds them. That is, breaks all the holes.
Oh. Then what?
Mostly, you just got to pick them out. Well, I, as soupy as some of them are this year, well, I take a pitchfork and rough them all up, and they dry out better. Oh. And they ain't so bad to handle.
Then how long do you wait before you crack them and take out the
meat? I won't crack none for 3 or 4 weeks or better.
You
then
like
dry?
You like food with walnuts in them?
I know. I can't eat much of it.
Why not?
They're too rich for me. But I've got about 3 bushels of butternuts at home that I have for myself.
Where did you find those?
I've got a son who lives in Marshalltown. I got 3 of them up there. And one of them's got a butternut tree in his backyard. And he leaves them for me every year because I can't eat them.
Do you mind being called a nutter then?
No. Oh, I've been called so many things, it don't make much difference.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you here at Rhodes, Iowa.
Yeah.
Now we're going to switch from Iowa back to New York City.
Yeah, one thing you can be sure of, when you tuned in to Monitor, you heard the voice of America in all its accents and dialects. And Lee Klein of WHO Des Moines did a most engaging job of bringing them to us. Here's another American voice and accent from below the Mason and Dixon, Elvis the Presley. This is over a dozen years ago.
kissed you and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs and your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart
said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love. He was my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Yeah, Elvis the Presley. A dozen years ago, here on Monitor, are you lonesome tonight?
Oh, ho, ho, do you know the little blue jug named Dynamo? It goes a long, long way, it's true. Just see what a quarter cup can do.
Just a quarter cup of Dynamo liquid detergent cleans a whole wash and even works on tough, greasy stains.
No powder can make all these claims. It wash for wash, it costs the same.
For a whole wash with its greasy stains, the little blue jug works better than powders.
Oh, ho, ho, now you know the little blue jug is Dynamo.
Looking to cut food costs without cutting down on variety? Well, look no further than Woman's Day magazine. The February Woman's Day features 75 low-cost recipes, including meat dishes to satisfy even the hungriest appetite. If you're a cook in a hurry and don't want your meals to show it, the February Woman's Day has hearty recipe suggestions that take just minutes. Look for the cover with the models wearing a granny square sweater and knit cap you can make. Instructions are in the issue.
Band there, Sentimental Journey, and it is a kind of sentimental journey for us here on this last Monitor weekend. More memories coming up, more music, and more laughs. We're not going to go down in tears, oh no. I'm John Bartholomew Tucker. This is NBC.
NBC Update. I'm Sam Hall with an update report on the news. There are reports in Ireland that the Irish Republican Army is considering plans to end its five-year guerrilla campaign against British rule with an indefinite ceasefire, as more than 7,000 war-weary Protestants and Catholics held in Peace Harry and Londonderry informed sources in Belfast said the IRA would announce an indefinite ceasefire within the next few days. Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko is scheduled to visit Cairo early next month to try patching up relations with the Egyptian government. Secretary of State Kissinger flies into Cairo a few days later. Senate Democratic Leader Mansfield is calling on President Ford to consult with the congressional Democratic leaders before laying down energy and economic plans. But senior White House officials say the president intends to play rough and insist on passage of his own programs. Columbus, Ohio Dispatch publisher Edgar Wolf Jr. was among five persons who died today when their plane clipped a broadcasting tower at American University in Washington and exploded when it crashed on the campus. President Ford's doctors says Mr. Ford is in excellent health, but should be encouraged to play golf or tennis whenever his schedule will permit. Mr. Ford's routine physical examination showed him to be in better shape now than he was at this time last year. And in sports, in college basketball, number one ranked Indiana clobbered Purdue 104-71. Notre Dame beat UCLA 84-78. I'm Sam Hall, NBC Update.
Make you out and out.
John Bartholomew Tucker here, and his monitor says goodbye on this final weekend after 20 years of bringing you the Weekend World. We reach back to 1964 for a last hello. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can't tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas, Dolly.
'64, Hello Dolly, Louis Armstrong. We were just talking here when that came out. Everybody was screaming and dancing and around the Radio Central here, and everybody wanted that record on my segment. I gotta have it. Hello Dolly, Louis Armstrong.
Mrs. Karen Wolfson knows how to take care of herself.
If I have one of these headaches, I take the Anacin. There's something in it that works, whatever it is.
Mrs. Wolfson, you may know the difference is Anacin's extra pain reliever. While all three leading pain relievers reach an effective level in your bloodstream in minutes, in the final analysis, only Anacin hits and holds the highest level.
I've always tried others, and I always go back to Anacin.
And millions take Anacin without stomach upset. Anacin for a higher level of pain reliever. Take only as directed.
It's flu season. A lot of people out. If it hits you, see your doctor, rest, and take Dristan tablets. Strong medicine for flu miseries. Time capsules have nothing for flu's aches and fever. Dristan does. Aspirin can't help all that sneezing and congestion, but Dristan can. In fact, Dristan helps relieve twice as many of these flu symptoms as time capsules or aspirin alone. Dristan tablets. Strong medicine for flu miseries. Use only as directed.
Hey, I'll play a little game with you. I'll just ask this person to say, hello, how are you? And then you tell me who the person is. Would you say, hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
One guess. You're right. Selma Diamond. That's who it is. Last weekend on Monitor, we're inviting old friends of Monitor to drop by. So you're an old friend of Monitor, I guess.
Yes,
to say
I
the
am.
Least.
As a matter of fact, I have very kind memories of Monitor. Because besides being on it, I was a listener. Because weekends, I usually spend those 2 days with my eyes closed, so I don't watch television. I just turn on Monitor. And what was exciting about working on Monitor for me is the first year I was on, I won the radio editor, the most promising. It was a big honor type thing. And I won it again the next year. And that's when they fired me. I've never been able to figure that out. Two interviews that I had really stick out in my mind. One was with Rock Hudson before he was a television star, you know, when he was a movie type star, you know. And with Hedda Hopper. these movie people. And I had heard that Rock Hudson, when he hits a town, collects records. Now, it so happens I do, too, except that I collect marches. And Rock Hudson collects, it turns out that he collects music. Not marches. He doesn't collect marches. So I, in talking about the records that he collects, I suggested he start collecting marches. And he said, what for? So I said, they're great. I have them around the house. I put them on. It's true. And I drill. My father had been a soldier. I knew the whole army manual by the time I was four. I really did. And I said to him, don't you want to march? You know, and it's great. You march through the house and all that sort of thing. And he started into laughing. He says, you mean you really buy these records to march? Yeah, march. And I said, don't you want to march? He said, what for? I was in the Marines.
How about Hedda Hopper?
Oh, yeah, we had her on. That was great, too. Unfortunately, there was a censor in the room because she just began to tell me about all the stars in Hollywood who had their faces lifted.
Uh-huh.
And that's great. Also, I suggested that she take off her hat because I never knew if she had a head or not. Because you always, you know, talked about her hats. And she did that. And she really didn't have a head. Yeah, just a hat.
A real scoop.
That's it.
By the way, I'd like to present you with another award of good sportsmanship for coming down this weekend.
Oh, thank you.
And goodbye.
And goodbye. And I'll see you on candid camera.
No, I didn't mean to sound rude. I meant to sound like a joke, and it didn't come out that way.
No, it's a joke.
You don't want to win any more awards, do you?
They don't do you any. I had them made into trays.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
See you, Selma Diamond.
See you. Bye.
I'm not sure. Two
old pickles.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Okay, I got that part, but not the
pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Cheese, pickle, bun.
And cheese.
Sauce.
Sauce.
Two all pickles on a sesame seed bun.
Sounded quite nice, actually.
McDonald's Big Mac. Seven great ingredients working together to make one great taste.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Is this necessary? Do we have to what?
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed
bun with onions and lettuce and cheese and
McDonald's Big Mac. The great big sandwich with a great big taste.
Oh.
Two all beef patties. There's a chicken. Oh, now I think I got it and then I'm all wrong.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Where your dollar gets a break. Every day.
Right. You know, I can't tell you exactly how many minutes are left on Monitor's final weekend, but I can tell you that this particular hour will be over in 16 minutes, which will give us plenty of time to hear Petula Clark, Ramsey Lewis, and Chubby Checker, and pay a visit via our time machine back to the old Peppermint Lounge where the twist began. So stay with us right here on the Monitor Beacon. John Bartholomew Tucker, and would you believe it's 10 years since we played Petula Clark on Monitor? It's a wonderful game.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go
downtown.
Let's face it, State Farm didn't become number one because they want to be number one. The driving public has made State Farm number one.
Agent Frank Marquez of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, for State Farm Mutual.
Low rates and the service both are combined to make State Farm a better buy. If I was shopping for auto insurance, I would look for the best buy and the best service. You know, State Farm has a unique thing here. I mean, you know the man, you can speak to him, he sees you, he has confidence in you that he can call you anytime he wants. When he has any problems, he knows where to go, he knows he can find you there, or when he calls you, he knows you're going to get a return call. We're going to take care of him, and that's what he wants. This is what makes State Farm number one, I think, today in the nation, is because of this personal good neighbor contact. State Farm has done this for years, ever since I've been with the company, and I've been with them 18 years.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Give your hand.
That's the question when you catch the common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The Tiny Time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Give your cold to contact.
60301. Take contact. Only as directed.
In our 20 years, Monitor has gone to more places and met more people and covered more stories and subjects than even a large-sized computer can total. And the variety was just about infinite. Everything from presidents to hog callers. Places ranging from the bar on the corner to a weather station at the South Pole. And when we got wind of some new trend, we checked it out. Example, the dance craze known as the Twist, which made a nightclub in New York City's 44th Street a sort of national shrine in 1961. So we sent reporter Dale Remington to check it out.
I have Joe Himes with me. Joe, I thought you were on the coast.
I came in just for the weekend, and I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm amazed by what I see.
Well, what are you seeing? Do you know?
Well, it kind of looks like early Elvis Presley in its own way. It's an incredible sort of a kind of a tribal dance, I think. I think these are the new Indians who are going to inherit the world.
Joe, up until this week or last week, had you ever heard of the Peppermint Lounge or of Chubby Checkers?
Never heard of up until about 5 minutes ago, until I got in a taxi and asked for the Peppermint Lounge. It's someone else's idea. And the driver said, oh, you're going to do the Twist, huh? And he couldn't find the place, but a policeman knew where it was. He said, yeah, that's the place they do the Twist.
I heard somebody refer to it as a kind of dance that looked as if you were drying yourself after taking a bath without benefit of a towel. Would you go along with that?
I couldn't top it, I'll tell you. I think it's a pretty good description. It looks to me like they're just trying to shake flypaper off their hips most of the time.
Joe Himes, I'd like to thank you very much for taking time to talk to me. Bye now. I have a young lady here who has really been doing what they call a twist. And what's your name, please?
Teresa Carter.
Teresa, what's the twist?
Well, listen, I think the twist is a release for everyone. They call it therapy, group therapy in here, and it really is.
You think you've got troubles? I'm talking to the man who owns the place. His name is Ralph. His problem is that he's become practically an overnight success. Ralph, what's your last name?
Seghese.
Ralph, what's happened to you in the last couple of weeks here?
I don't know. I don't know what's happened to me. It's hard to believe everything that's happened here. I mean, I don't know what it's all about, believe me.
How long have they been twisting at the Peppermint?
Well, we've had them twisting here for about a year and a half, 2 years.
And then a few weeks ago, what happened?
Well, a few weeks ago, I think Jolly Knickerbocker gave me a write-up in the journal. And then Sergio Blinsky came in, and before you know it, old society came in here. One day, they told me that Susie was here from the Daily Mirror, and she says, well, look who's here. the Earl and Duchess of Bedford and this and the other thing and Rubarosa and Mrs. Holland. I mean, so many names that I probably read about here and there, and it was just a big surprise to me, and they just loved it. They liked the dance. They thought that it was something that they had never seen before. They just went crazy with it. Truthfully, I don't care for all this. I mean, I want to be left alone. I'd like to spend my time with my grandchildren or something like that, and just be an ordinary guy that earns $100 a week and gets his pension, and I'm satisfied.
Ralph, do you think it'll last?
I don't know. That's not a $64 question. That's a $64,000 question.
Well, the Peppermint Lounge's owner has finally gotten his wish, I think. Things are pretty quiet there these days. But the sound of Chubby Checker still echoes in the dance hall of our minds. Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
Come on, baby!
Sounded like back in 1961 here on Monitor, Chubby Checker and The Twist.
Have we got some good news? Bridget, there's got some good news. Something more for your money. Something for Bridget.
Certificates worth 3,600 S&H green stamps are yours free during the Frigidaire Stamp Act. You get them when you buy any of our 100% frost-proof 17-cubic-foot refrigerators, our Custom Deluxe heavy-duty washer, our Custom Deluxe or Imperial dryers, our best-selling range model RSE36, or one of our exclusive Frigidaire laundry centers between January 19th and February 9th. It's Frigidaire's way of giving you
something more for your money.
To get your certificates, mail us a copy of your sales slip and a coupon by midnight, February 15th, 1975. The Frigidaire Stamp Act from the Home Environment Division of General Motors. Offer void where prohibited.
This is the Ramsey Lewis Trio, the in crowd, and some of you are crowding a lot of stations out there. WDXB down Chattanooga just called us and said, for heaven's sakes, their switchboard is all lit up. People calling saying, how come Monitor's going off the air? Well, we are. We're keeping a stiff upper lip. We're doing it with smiles and laughter. Let's listen to some music, though. I'll tell you about the smiles and laughter in a minute.
Thank you.
with a lot of laughter here on our last weekend. It's the only way to go. Coming up in this next hour, the comedy of Nichols and May. A very special song written for Monitor by our good friend, Academy Award winner, Sammy Kahn. And a lot of things like that coming up. A whole hour full of it. I'm John Bartholomew Tucker. This is Monitor. And NBC News is next.